USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number keeps rising. At least 78 people were killed after last weekend's tornado outbreak in Kentucky. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear confirming the number on Saturday while noting there's hope the number won't climb any further.
Right now, missing persons based on this tornado event are at zero. Again, those are we calculate those based on people who are reported as missing. But right now, it is down to zero.
Overall, across several states in the southeast and central United States, at least 92 people have died. President Biden is set to deliver a speech on Tuesday regarding his administration's response to the Omicron variant. The World Health Organization saying on Saturday the variant has already turned up in nearly 90 countries. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott officially announces construction of his state's own border wall. The governor saying the wall is necessary for national security reasons.
They're not just coming from Mexico. They're coming through Mexico from more than 150 countries across the entire globe, including people coming from countries who are hostile to the United States of America. Countries like China, Iran, Syria, Russia.
The governor blaming the Biden administration for not doing enough to curb illegal immigration. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate is back in place for large companies. The United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati reinstating the mandate on Friday. Politico saying a coalition of 27 business groups quickly appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Joe Cawley, pastor at Relevant Church in Kentucky, is providing help to victims in need after severe tornadoes tore through the state. He joins Fox News to discuss his message to victims asking tough questions about their faith in the aftermath of the tragedy.
God is not intimidated by those questions. You know, why did this horrific storm happen to so many good people? Why did churches get destroyed? And my number one thing is that God will sometimes use things to bring us together, to unify the body of Christ, to unify the community.
A congresswoman is speaking out after the governor in her state is closing prisons.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik led a rally to save the North Country's prisons following Governor Kathy Hochul's announcement of the closure of 6 New York prisons, including Ogdensburg Correctional Facility and Moriah Schock Incarceration Correctional Facility.
This is unacceptable. This is part of the governor's mansion's attack on the North Country. It's not just Ogdensburg in my district. It's Moriah Schock. Earlier this year, I had an event with some of our corrections officers, union officials, at Clinton Correction Annex, people that lost their jobs there.
This will displace 300 North Country correctional officers and their families. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.